And we're back. The BAFTA-nominated Overview Show is back for another season. A season where we're full of hope, anxiety, anticipation. You pick the word. We will discuss which is most appropriate during the course of this first edition of the 23-24 season. What we're going to be doing is, what we normally do is, looking back, looking at the now, looking at the future. We are going to start by taking, I don't want to take full stock of the 22-23 season, because that's a big task. But I want to think a little bit about the second phase of it. I did some digging around, did some looking at the numbers, and the last 18 games of last season, I think I'm right in saying Liverpool definitely took 38 points, which is, I think, the second best points haul in the Premier League in that phase, better than Arsenal. So Liverpool, arguably, the second best team in the country for the second half of the season, near as damn it, which is a bit of a mindfuck. Anyway, to start me off, actually, let me introduce them all in sequence as I'm watching them on my Zoom screen. It's Gibbo, it's Mike Bancole, and it's Paul Kopecoke back after a bit of a while to do a not gutter. Jesus Christ, I've got so many gutters. My head is in the gutter. To do an overview with me. Paul, your feelings coming out of the end of last season? I know no one, like Mo Salah, sort of came out with his big pronouncement. It's been a disaster. We should be ashamed. We got to do better. Yada, yada, yada. But, you know, the more immediate lived reality was quite a better, substantially better second half than first half.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what you just said sums it up, really, doesn't it? And again, you said it nicely. It's a bit of a mind fuck, because I think the season felt like it had been a shit show. But actually, when you stop and take stock of it all and see the second half of the season, you put the numbers out there, you're like, well, yeah, we're the second best team in the country. I think the first half had been such a shit show, though, that it took some coming back from. And the fact that we didn't quite make top four just sort of left it all with a bit of a, yeah, you're not going to have anyone celebrating that season, even though it finished with good stats and the rest of it. And I do think as well, and this will tie into stuff we go on to talk about this season and the summer and all the rest of it, I think there was still just enough in there that we were like, this still isn't great though. Do you know what I mean? It's, you can still just kick a ball over our defenders' heads, especially down the right-hand side, and it seems to give you a chance of a shot on our goal. And we seem to be overcoming that by, we've just increased our firepower and that end of the pitch is looking great and we can all be optimistic about that. And what are we, there's loads of questions about what are we in it for? Because watching exciting football matches and watching loads of goals is fantastic. And obviously we had those big wins and especially the big one against United. But fundamentally, I think we were sort of coming out the end of the season thinking, or I was, a platform to build on, but this is a rebuild now. So I'm expecting to go into the summer with FSG doing it. We're going to do a £250 million summer plus whatever you can sell. And we'll be charging into next season. And that will mean the end of last season is a huge positive. And I think just all combined, it's all a bit now of a,